Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Cyber attacks can destroy businesses, and when data is the driver behind the success of your business, there's nothing more important or worth protecting. Protecting the organization starts with protecting the data, and no one knows this better than Dell Technologies. Join the Dell Expert Network now at www.dell.com/expert network to learn more about how Dell Technologies is partnering with MSPs to offer their broad array of security solutions.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Okay. The topic may sound boring, but I assure you, it is not. The conversation will not be boring. We're talking about how proactive and reactive provider companies respond and behave in different economic times. Specifically, I'm talking today about bad economic times or difficult economic times. Whether you think that we are in a recession defined by, you know, most as two successive quarters of negative growth, or you have some other method, there's a lot of squirrely stuff going on in the economy. That's pretty well established. The question we're asking today is, do MSPs respond differently to bad economic times than a reactive or a break-fix shop would respond? And if the answer to that is yes, they do behave differently, then the follow-up question is, well, how does that play out to the customer? What does the customer experience? And do you as an MSP need to be aware of it? I suppose if you're a break-fix company, or if you do any type of break-fix company work in your organization, and you're wanting to stop it, this would be good. But if you're an MSP and you're saying, well, I don't do any break-fix work, well, you still need to pay attention to this, because we're going to talk about how the break-fix reactive community might actually be really, you know, kicking up a lot of dirt and creating a lot of confusion based on how they approach difficult economic times. And so we're going to dive right in. All this will make sense by the end, I assure you. We will make sure it's nice and clearly articulated and explained. So let's start. Again, I am starting off the premise, which is politics aside, just looking at factual economic data. You know, things are not great. We've got fairly high rampant inflation, monetary supply that is just out of control. We printed a lot of money, not just here in the United States. We printed money all over the world, particularly during the pandemic. It happened a lot. Even before the pandemic, it was happening to a certain extent globally, but it really accelerated during the pandemic. So it was a foregone conclusion to many people who were paying attention that if you print this much money, you're going to have inflationary outcomes at some point. And here we are. We've had two successive negative growth quarters of gross domestic product, or GDP, which is the traditional historic method of defining a recession. And you've got some other things. Now, it's not all bad news, because we've you know, in the tech sector, in security, you know, things are looking good. Demand is good. Money is still being spent. Money is, you know, from last year, there's an increase. I think the last time I checked, we're on track to have a good year this year. So things are not all bad. But back to the threshold question, do MSPs, who I will define in this episode as either an MSP or proactive — if I say proactive provider, I mean an MSP. If I mean a break fix company, I mean reactive. So break fix, reactive, MSP, proactive. Got it. Do the MSPs behave differently than a break fix company does in a difficult economic period? That's a critical question. But before we can get there, let's examine, for some of you just coming to this program, never listened to this before, maybe you don't know what MSP stands for. It doesn't stand for Minister of Scottish Parliament, I assure you that. Maybe you want a kind of a backgrounder on the economic models of managed services and reactive or break-fix companies. And I'll give you one real quickly here. This is my personal litmus test. It's worked pretty well. It's not 100% accurate, but it comes close. And here's how it goes. If I want to look at, if I want to ask the question, is this an MSP? Is this organization an MSP? And I don't have a lot of data. You know, the website may scream, yes, I'm an MSP. You know, the domain may be, you know, yes, I am an MSP.com. But if I really want to look at and know, are they an MSP or they just say they're an MSP? I ask this question. Does the organization make money when the customer has an outage, right? If the customer goes offline, now I know there's exceptions. I know some of you are saying, well, but there's a whole bunch of things that could be out of scope, Charles. Yeah. All right, I get it. I'm just talking generically. If generically, in a good amount of cases where the customer, your customer, has an outage, their server goes offline, they have a backup that doesn't happen, the email stops working, whatever the thing is that you are managing for them, right? If the customer has a pain point and you as a provider profit from that, you're probably not an MSP, right? Because think about it. A reactive company, break fix for some of you out there, a reactive company is going to have the business model of, I wait for the customer to call. The customer says, I have a problem. I have a pain point in my business. It is this. And they describe what that thing is, generally related to IT. And then the provider, the reactive provider, says, oh, I'm so sorry. I can help you. And here's my hourly rate, or here's the project fee cost for us to fix that problem, that pain that you have. That is not a managed service by any stretch of the imagination. That is a break fix. That is a reactive service economic model. Okay? Pretty simple. If the customer feels pain and you profit, you're likely not an MSP. You're a break-fix company. So sorry to tell you, that's what you are. If you are a provider and your customers have no pain, they're up and operational, things are working, and you make money, you're likely an MSP. If that same customer starts to have a problem and you start to incur cost because you're now trying to remediate something that should have been fixed, you're likely an MSP. I know some of you are asking, well, why would you want to have an economic model where you don't get paid if everything's going right? Well, that's you are getting paid, right? In a managed services model, you're getting paid to make sure that the problems don't happen in the first place. And if you are a real MSP under that economic model and you start to, and your customer starts to have problems, then you are going to kick into gear and you're going to not have, under the majority of scenarios, some exceptions, you know, I understand some exceptions exist, but under the majority of scenarios, when the customer has a pain point or has an outage and the MSP kicks into gear, the MSP doesn't have a billable hour project model to fall back on. They're already getting paid to have fixed that problem. This is a deviation. This is an exception to the rule that the MSP is having to come in and remediate. But just it's the economics of this that really matter to me and to others. And this is why I use that model so frequently, because it's a really good indicator of alignment, right? The managed services business model aligns the provider, the MSP, with the customer in a way that says, we are shared, we are joined at the hip in our quest to have uptime, to have availability, to have whatever the outcome, and it should be a stated outcome, right? Whatever the thing is, the object that is being managed, it should have an outcome that's defined, if not in the proposal or statement of work, it's somewhere in the agreement, somewhere documented, there should be some codification of that managed object being measured against something. And when that fails, the MSP kicks into action and fixes it. The reactive company says, yeah, I'll fix it, just like the MSP, but I'm going to get paid. Now you may say, well, what's the difference? Both parties are getting paid at some point. The MSP just gets paid on a regular basis. You're missing something. I could see why some of you, if you thought that line of thinking, and you said, well, there's really no difference, Charles, because both providers get paid in both of those economic scenarios. What's the difference? Here's the difference. The difference is the alignment is not there with a reactive customer-provider relationship. The provider in a reactive situation, I hate to say it, but they wait. They can't wait for the customer to have pain. They can't wait for the customer to have an outage, to have a unavailability moment, a security moment. Put more starkly, there is no incentive for the break fix reactive company to have anything set and effectively managed in that end user organization, because otherwise that break fix company would be out of business. Do you see now? The MSP, yes, they get paid, but the MSP makes more money when the customer has no outages. The MSP starts to lose money when the customer has an outage or downtime or whatever that object is being measured and defined. Whenever that thing stops happening, the MSP starts to lose money. The economic model of an MSP aligns the MSP organization to their customers in a way that just does not exist with a reactive break-fix company and their customers. Okay, so does that make sense? MSPs, break-fix, very different. I know they could both have RMM subscriptions. They could both use ticketing platforms. They could both send out monthly subscriptions. None of that matters. None of that matters. None of that defines the provider as an MSP or a break fix. It's in that alignment. And the alignment, at least in my experience, is most often identifiable by that little litmus test that I just walked you through. So now that we've got that under the way, how do these two service provider business models react or respond in a recession, in a period where there is difficult economic time. That's really curious because, again, assuming you know what I said before is accurate, we're certainly seeing inflation. We certainly seem to be in a recession. I've started to see reports, and I don't like them because I can already tell where they're headed. And these reports are starting to suggest, you know, maybe there's going to be a reason to have break fix. Maybe there's a reason to have reactive IT services because in an economy that's bad, that's negative, that those types of business models actually flourish. And I'm paraphrasing, but mark my words, we're starting to see this type of language, this type of sentiment starting to creep in to our discussions in the channel. And I'm telling you now, you got to be aware of it. MSPs or proactive providers respond differently to difficult economic times than reactive providers do. We know this from a variety of reasons, from a variety of sources, mainly historical, just observational. We have seen, I have seen throughout the years, witnessed observationally the behavior patterns of MSPs versus break fix companies, and they're very different. They're very different in normal settings, but they become even more pronounced, these differences, in difficult, turbulent economic times. Okay, and we've witnessed a few of these, right? We saw it in we certainly saw it in the pandemic, which is a little bit of an outlier. We definitely saw it in 2009 during the global financial crisis. We definitely saw it in the early 2000s. But the main one was 2009 because the 2009 was not a pandemic. It was far enough along that we actually saw we had enough good stability amongst the MSP market to make some decent observations and kind of analysis of this behavioral trend. And we can and likely apply it and have applied it successfully in other scenarios. So here's what I'm talking about. In a difficult economic period, the MSPs will be no less subject to, you know, customers who get acquired, customers that go out of business, customers that need to draw down their spending, right, because of budget constraints, because of economic pressure. All of these things are normal. And different MSP vertical markets can go through kind of micro recessionary, microeconomic difficult periods where other markets may not even know anything bad is happening, right? It doesn't take a global financial crisis, in other words, to make that issue known across the globe, right? You could have a really bad streak within a particular sector. I'll give you a great example in case some of you are asking what example might that look like? Well, oil and gas here in the U.S., right? There was a time when things were not looking that bad. We weren't in a recession. We didn't have hyperinflation. But we had, let's say, the oil and gas sector, which targeted, you know, and impacted really MSPs in places like Houston, Texas, Louisiana, maybe parts of Florida, Alabama, right? Areas along the coast and MSPs that had exposure to those types of oil and gas industry customers. And so they would comment on, hey, we're having kind of a difficult time here, but another MSP maybe in Dallas, Texas, or maybe an MSP in Florida, or maybe even another MSP in Louisiana who didn't have oil and gas would say, well, we have very different customers, and so we have very different kind of reactions to what's going on economically. But the point is that MSPs are like anybody else. They're subject to having these economic problems just like a reactive company. The difference is that a reactive company, a break-fix company, will more likely than not respond to these challenging economic times with certain behaviors that we now know are somewhat predictive. They're predictable. What might some of those behavior patterns look like? Well, price dropping, decreasing prices, decreasing billable hours prices, decreasing project, fixed project fees, discounting or eliminating things like onboarding fees, giving away stuff. It almost always impacts price because that's, and you can understand it, right? It almost always impacts price because that's what motivates and that's what really drives the break-fix company, right? They are more susceptible, I should say. They're more susceptible as a break-fix company to fluctuations in price and fluctuations to in economic periods than an MSP would be because an MSP, some exceptions, you know, allowed, typically will have a greater ability, a greater diversity of their customers, a greater diversity of the types of services they deliver to withstand microeconomic adjustments and, you know, difficult economic periods compared to a reactive company. I'll give you another example. This one more towards the pandemic. And we've talked about this on this program before. The MSPs who went into the pandemic, who had greater than 50% of their revenue in true managed services, and they did not rely heavily on hardware or software or project fees. That doesn't mean that they didn't do it. It's just that they didn't rely on that, meaning they could survive just on their managed services revenue alone. Those companies, I'm not saying that they weren't hurt. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that they fared a lot better during that first year of the pandemic, that 2020 year. They did a lot better than the reactive break-fix companies who had to rely, historically did rely on outages, unplanned events, unplanned expenses. The unpredictable is where the reactive provider thrives because that's what brings money in the door, right? Makes sense. I'm not talking about anything that's revolutionary. It's not rocket science. It's pretty fundamental, basic stuff here. All that went away in the pandemic. All of it. It just walked out the door. Companies stopped doing discretionary projects. Companies stopped buying discretionary hardware. Companies started to buy laptops for sending people home, right? So they had changes of behavior. But what I'm saying is that the reactive companies really had a lot more to struggle with during the pandemic than the MSP did. And yet another example of just how differently the MSP reacts to difficult economic periods compared to the reactive provider. And then finally, I want to talk about the impact of this behavioral distinction on the customer. We've talked about what these distinctions mean to the MSP, but what does it mean to the customer? Because ultimately, if you're an MSP out there listening to this, you want to know, how should I be armed with this information and prepared to respond to and deal with this, this potential threat? So difficult economic times, typically from the MSPs that we've polled and studied and talked to over the years, when you have a difficult period, the customer will almost always come to the MSP and say, we need predictability. Now, they may say, I can't afford this. I need to bring my rate down to this. We saw a lot of that in the pandemic people who said, and this should tell you exactly how much they value and esteem their managed services relationships, when they go to an MSP and say, I can't get rid of you, but I can't keep paying at the rate that I am. Can we work something out so that we can remain operational, maintain the relationship we have with you, but maybe in a different way, at a lower rate? I know that happened. I guarantee you it happened. I know it happened because I talked to so many people during the pandemic about this, and they said, yeah, well, this is happening. We've had to do this. No one has that same conversation with a break fix company. They just say, I don't have anything for you to do. They most definitely would say that, but then they might also go further and say, I actually need predictability. I can't have an erratic budget with you anymore. I can't project my revenue in a global pandemic when my cost with you as a reactive service provider is so erratic. You know, 1 month it may be nothing, but the following month it'll be this. And it's like, it catches us by surprise. We can't have this. I need a fixed number. And so they say, can you do this for us? And one, the reactive provider will either say, no, I don't do managed services. Or more likely, the company is going to say, the reactive provider is going to say, sure, we can. Why don't we just charge you a fixed amount per month? And that's where the trick comes in. That's where the problem arises. Because when the reactive provider says to the customer, give me predictability, give me financial predictability, they almost always, if they don't state it, they imply it. They're also saying, give me IT predictability. Give me performance predictability. Give me availability predictability. Give me something that is predictable. It's not just the economic consistency that we're talking about. It's also the predictability of the managed object, whatever it is, whatever the thing is being managed. Remember that we talked about it before. Whatever that thing is, that's the predictability that the customer is looking for. Now, if they get fooled by a break-fix company into thinking that, oh, well, you're going to bill me every month, so I guess that's great. That's what we were looking for. And then they realize, maybe a couple months in, hey, something stopped working. Two things are going to happen. Either the break-fix company is going to realize that this stuff starts to happen more frequently and we're losing money because we can't go back to the client and bill them more. And so the break-fix company either comes to the realization of, hey, we have to start... We have to take this one on the chin. We have to fund this fix out of the money that we're getting, but we have no kind of faith that this isn't going to happen again because we're not managing anything. And then they either become an MSP because they realize that's the only way that we can cauterize that bleed of ours to actually make things more available, more sustainable, available and online. Or they say, and this is typically what I think happens more often than not, the break fix company says, I know we're charging you every month, but that's not included in this. This thing that broke, that we're going to have to charge you extra. And customers don't like that. When you start to take their money every month and you start to infer that they're getting a managed service, which means to them, they're not going to have to pay piecemeal for all these little, add, move, change requests, and certainly they're not going to have to pay for things that break down during the course of the month if they're already paying you a monthly fee. You get where I'm going? That's where we start to see trouble. And I just came across, and we're going to talk to someone about this in a couple of episodes. I saw somebody, and I thought, this is interesting enough, I want to get him on the program, who seems to be projecting that break fix is going to be more disruptive this coming year because they are going to be more able to inject themselves into customer relationships. If that's true, that's not good for the MSPs because the MSPs and their customers don't need more confusion by people who are not MSPs saying, I'm going to be giving you a better economic outcome in these difficult economic times. Because I'm sorry to say it, folks, that's just not true. It never has been true. It never will be true. Unless you're an organization that completely doesn't care about your IT assets and you completely don't want them managed at all, in which case a reactive relationship is perfect for you. There is no better relationship. If you are completely apathetic about securing, maintaining, monitoring, or managing any of your IT resources, if that's you, you were born to work with a reactive break fix company. Go seek them out. Be happy. But if that's not you, and I got to say, that's probably the majority of organizations on the planet, don't want that. Well, you now have to figure out, is the company I'm talking to an MSP or are they a break fix company? They both tell me they're going to pay, they're going to invoice me monthly. But is that it? Does that make them truly equal? No, it does not. That's the answer. And that's the challenge we're going to face. We're going to keep an eye on this one, folks. But I wanted you to be forewarned and armed with this information so that you can be aware of it. You can talk to your customers about it. I know that there's a lot of, you know, kind of upheaval going on. And when the reactive community starts to flail about and they become panicked because they sense difficult economic times ahead and they start to behave this way and be disruptive to managed services customers, then we have to take notice of that and respond. We have to. And this episode is an attempt to stave that off. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm seeing some indications and some hints and murmurs that it might already be underway, and we'll get through it. But at least you're warned, you're aware of it, and as long as you're aware of it and you have knowledge, we can deal with it and overcome it. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.